Good evening. Audio representation on the topic Cooperative Society by Koteshwar. Cooperative Society. The term cooperation is derived from the Latin word cooperare. The word co means with and operare means to work. Thus, the term cooperation means working together. So, those who want to work together with the common economic objective can form a society which is termed as Cooperative Society. Cooperative Society is a voluntary association of persons who work together to promote their common economic interests. The primary objective is to provide support to its members. People come forward as a group, pool their individual resources, utilize them, and derive some common benefits out of it. The Indian Cooperative Societies Act on 1912 under Section 4 defines Cooperative Society as a society which has its objectives from the promotion of economic interests of its members in accordance with cooperative principles. There are many features of a cooperative society. As of voluntary association, members join the cooperative society voluntarily, that is, by their own choice. People having common economic objective can join the society, continue as long as they like, and leave the society as and when they want. Open membership. The membership is open to all those having a common economic interest. Any person can become a member irrespective of his or her caste, creed, religion, and etc. Number of members. A minimum of 10 members are required to form a cooperative society. In case of multi-state cooperative societies, the minimum number of members should be 50 from each state in case the members are individuals. State control. Since the registration of cooperative society is compulsory, every cooperative society comes under the control and supervision of the government. The cooperative department keeps a watch on the functioning of the societies. Capital. The capital of cooperative society is contributed by its members. Since the members' contribution is very limited, it often depends on the loan from government and grants and assistance from the state and central government. Democratic setup. The cooperative societies are managed in a democratic manner. Every member has a right to take part in the management of the society. However, the society elects a managing committee for its effective management. The members of the managing committee are elected on the basis of one man, one vote, irrespective of the number of shares held by any member. Service motive. The primary objective of all cooperative society is to provide services to its members. Return on capital investment. The members get returns on their capital investment in the form of dividend. Distribution of surplus. After giving a limited dividend to the members of the society, the surplus profit is distributed in the form of bonus, keeping aside a certain percentage as reserve and for general welfare of the society. Registration of society. In India, cooperative societies are registered under the Cooperative Societies Act 1912 or under the State Cooperative Societies Act. The multi-state cooperative societies are registered under the Multi-State Cooperative Societies Act 2002. The society enjoys perpetual succession. Like, it has its own common seal, it can enter into argument with others, it can sue others in court of law, it can own properties in its name. There are many types of cooperative societies. There are six types, such as consumers, producers, marketing, housing, farming, and credit cooperative societies. Consumer cooperative societies. These societies are formed to protect the interest of consumers by making available consumer goods of high quality at reasonable price. Producer. These societies are formed to protect the interest of small producers and artisans by making available items of their need for production, like raw material, tools, equipment, etc. Marketing cooperative societies. Small producers form together as marketing cooperative society to solve the marketing problems on their products. Housing cooperative societies. These housing cooperative societies are formed generally in urban areas to provide residential housing facilities to their members. Farming cooperative societies. These societies are formed by small farmers to get the benefit of large-scale farming. The credit cooperative societies. These societies are started by persons who are in need of credit. They accept deposits from the members and grant them loans at reasonable rate of interest. Speaking of which, a cooperative society has many merits and demerits. Five of them are simple formation. It is easy and simple to form a cooperative society. There is no need to comply with a number of legal formalities as in the case of a joint stock company. Any 10 adult members can form a society. The procedure for registration is very simple. Democratic management. Every member has only one vote irrespective of the number of shares held by him. Meetings are well attended and voting by proxy is not allowed. Low operating costs. The administrative expenses of a cooperative society is usually low. Many members provide administrative services honorarily. Service motive. The cooperative societies are started not for profit but for service. The members are provided with goods at cheaper rates. Financial help is also given to members at concessional rates. Limited liability. The liability of every member is limited to the extent of his or her capital contribution, as there is no risk of losing their meager private assets. Continuity for stability. Its life is not affected by death, insolvency, conviction, retirement, etc. of its members. Tax advantages. A cooperative society is exempted from income tax and surcharge on its earnings up to a certain limit. It is also exempted from stamp duty and registration fees. Coming to demerits, inefficient management. There is a possibility that the management committee members may not take proper interest in the management, as they are paid only honorarium for their services. Limited financial resources. Restriction on dividend and the principle of one member, one vote discourage rich people from joining the society due to the shortage of funds. There is limited scope for expansion and growth. Lack of unity among members. Many cooperative societies fail because of constant group rivalry and quarrels among members. Lack of incentive to hard work. Management committee members do not take an active part and interest in the management and the affairs of the society, as they are not paid for their service even though the society makes huge profits. Non-transferability of shares. A member cannot transfer his shares freely but can be allowed to withdraw his capital. Rigid state control. Societies have to follow the rules and regulations of the Cooperative Societies Act and the government. Political interference. Government nominates members to the managing committee. Every government tries to send their own party members to these societies. Concluding the presentation with, a cooperative society is formed particularly to provide services to its members and to the society in general. Individuals, producers, consumers, farmers, etc. who are in need and wish to protect themselves can go for cooperative societies. Thank you.